This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live from Tampa, Florida, all across America on some of America's great radio stations. And special thanks go out to our military men and women who are listening to us right now around the world on the satellite, and our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, border patrol, and our 911 dispatchers, too, for their service to America. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, and all those nighttime mechanics, plus the construction workers, too. Thanks for what you do to keep America rolling along. Don't forget to check the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website for all the stuff that we have over there for you to take advantage of. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is here. Hello, come in.
Hello.
Okay, Robert Mueller releases his report Friday. We're told sometime over the weekend Attorney General Barr is going to have what information he can release on a preliminary basis, and he did so with the assistance of his Deputy Attorney General, Rod Rosenstein. The two of them worked on the response together, and we are now kind of standing in a place where it's one of those he said, she said things, and I believe that the rhetoric is going to get pretty doggone nasty on the left side of the aisle. Tell me I'm wrong.
Well, the indication was yesterday, Jerry Nadler already came out and said, you know, that he's confident that Bill Barr, the congressman, I used to interview Bill
right.
Barr.
There anyway, was a Bob Barr.
Bill Barr and Rosenstein had lied. I mean, that was his words.
Yep.
There was a conference call, yesterday or Saturday, among only Democrats, mm-hmm. only Democrats, mm-hmm. at 3:30 on mm-hmm. this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
So they're concocting a plan. Now, before we went to break, I said that I was one of the few people that stood on the side of being a conservative, stood on the side of the Mueller operation. I knew in my heart of hearts that Trump didn't, you know, have any conspiracy or collusion, because those that Mueller went after were, none of them had anything to do with collusion or conspiracy. Trump couldn't have done if any, there was conspiracy or collusion, he wouldn't have done it by himself.
Nope.
You have to have somebody else. And the only somebody else would have been somebody who was really very computer literate in order to, you know, affect and infect social media,
mm-hmm.
That had a direct line into the Internet Research Agency, or, you know, did the real hacking to go after John Podesta's emails that WikiLeaks got. That didn't happen.
Right.
So that just tells you that, and the last person that Mueller really went after was Roger Stone.
Yep.
So what we have here is a concoction that started in late 2015. Now, I'm seeing a lot of conservatives and Republicans that were angry that $25 or $30 million was spent by the Mueller team.
Mm-hmm.
I say, so what? I actually say that's cheap money because it essentially is a little investment which candidates, you know, spend when they run for public office. So the taxpayers, $25 or $30 million, just as, in my opinion, helped reelect Trump for his second term. See what I'm saying?
I don't disagree with the fact that it helped reelect him, but here's the thing. Many people are upset over what we could have done better with that money, like maybe help our veterans.
Well, I mean, yeah, but we have got, there's so much more of that money available. But if you didn't spend the $25 million or $30 million, whatever the number is, for Trump, the veterans would have never been helped if you end up with a Joe Biden or a Kamala Harris. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, and Kamala Harris isn't going to help him. Biden says he will, but he never has.
Yeah, exactly. Now, here's a small little thing that your audience and you may even need to know, and that is the one person that was at the core, the pivot point of this whole fusion GPS thing, was a fellow by the name of Mark Elias.
Yep.
Mark Elias was the lawyer of record for the DNC.
Yep.
He worked for Perkins Coie, who hired Fusion GPS.
Mm-hmm.
Now, guess what he's doing today?
Is he still being a lawyer?
He is the official lawyer for Kamala Harris's 2020 presidential election.
Wow. Double wow. Triple wow.
Okay. Now, that is, in my, nobody has mentioned that. Nobody. And I believe that shows you that Hillary is deeply invested in working to keep the money flowing to Kamala Harris.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So Kamala Harris is going to be the new Cheryl Mills, if you understand where I'm going with that.
I do. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, that needs to be spread out all over the place that Mark Elias is working for Kamala Harris everywhere.
Mm.
Now, the other piece is, there were 40 FBI agents, 40 FBI agents working for the Mueller operation.
All right, hold that thought, because we'll get into that when we come back. But here comes the break, and that means we got to go. Otherwise, the computer's going to cut me off and cut Denise off, too, in the process, and we don't want to do that. So this is the Captain's America Third Watch. We are broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida, all across America tonight. Monday morning version. Be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always...
If you have cancer or know somebody who does, pay attention for the next 60 seconds. I'm Dr. Sanjay Jain, and I'm sitting today with Andy Snyder, the author of this hit new book, Nature's Miracles. Each day, some 4,700 Americans are told that they have cancer. You never know when you'll be next. That's why it's vital you do everything you can to prevent ever getting cancer. That's where this stunning video comes in.
That's right, Dr. Jain. Scientists at the University of Michigan recently confirmed the research that's behind this video. It all has to do with an all-natural, everyday compound that literally causes cancer cells to kill themselves. In fact, in one test, every single time this compound was used to treat a certain type of cancer cell, they all died as a result. They all died. Every person should get their hands on this miracle compound today.
Everybody is talking about this breakthrough video. Go to secretcancerkiller.com right now. Again, that's secretcancerkiller.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural,
You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with 2 beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at the United States Concealed Carry Association, USCCA. Now, what do 285,000 responsibly armed Americans all have in common, you ask? Well, for just a few dollars a month, the USCCA provides all of the members with upfront funding for civil or criminal defenses. They trust the USCCA to be there as their first line of defense in the aftermath of a self-defense incident where they have to either use a gun, a knife, a club, a stick, whatever, to defend themselves, maybe even their fists, and they're the last person standing. And defending your life shouldn't cost you everything you own either. So check them out online by going to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Click on the USCCA logo link that's right there. First of all, sign up for the free gun a day giveaway that you'll see. The drop-down screen will tell you that. And then, if you become a member, you'll get the opportunity to get $474 worth of free stuff, including the concealed carry magazine that every month will give you more savings for whatever it is you might want to get, gun or outdoor related. All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is with us. Good morning.
Hello.
Back to the discussion, and we did have a comment about Mark Elias from Randy, and Randy is in Savannah, Georgia. He says, great show, Captain. We're hearing about things that everybody should be talking about, and you're not. Mm-hmm. You're right. You're right. The Republicans should go after Hillary, the foundation. There's too much there that was left uncovered. However, Mark Elias, is he guilty of a crime? End of quote.
Well, essentially, we don't know that yet. We don't know the depth of that yet because we don't know if there was more to what his law firm was doing with a foreign entity. So we're not sure if Perkins Coie is a... whatever they did would operate under the Foreign Agents Registration Act, otherwise known as FARA.
Mm-hmm.
So there should be some kind of hard look-see right there because, I mean, they did hire a foreign entity, you know, with, you know, Glenn Simpson and Chris, whatever his name was. But here's the other interesting thing is that you've got Nadler and, you know, Harris and, you know, Pelosi and all the rest that are demanding that the Mueller report be released in full.
Yeah. Never happened.
You can't do that.
Nope. Never happened.
Well, you can't do it.
Right.
One thing is if you've got 40 FBI agents that worked for Mueller, then you know, and the work that they did given, Moscow in the Internet Research Agency and whatnot, that would go to sources and methods.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't release that part. Period. You've got the other part where what is known as 6E, and that is any of the files that were part of the case that went to the grand jury.
Mm-hmm.
You can't release those. The only way you can release those is going to a judge and having them rule that they can be released, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you've got at least two lawyers in there, meaning Nadler and Kamala Harris, that are asking Bill Barr to violate law by releasing the full report.
Mm-hmm.
And they know better than that.
Okay.
Now, you also have 13 foreign government intelligence requests.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't know what those were. That was just a summary.
Mm-hmm.
But again, that goes to sources and methods.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't release those things.
Mm-hmm.
So, we need to say to the, Democrats that are whining over this, hey, are you asking Bill Barr to violate law?
Mm-hmm. Okay. You want to take a question from a listener?
Sure.
All right. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's a Backgammon Bob again from Clearwater, Florida.
What's up?
Hey. I wanted to ask Denise. I had seen where Trump has said that he wants to do some infrastructure, and that's one of the areas that he can work with the Democrats. And it seems like Pelosi has said that she also wants to do that thing. And I think this would be a really good thing for the economy. And the second thing I wanted to say about was that now that the caliphate is over there, so I should say. All these fighters for the caliphate have no place to go, and these are people that are driven by total ideological things, and we have to be very careful about where they go, and they're going to resurface and trying to attack other places.
All right. Thanks, Bob, and we'll address that. Thank you very much. Okay, and he's right about the caliphate fighters. They're going to disappear. Oh, well, they're not going to disappear. They're going to show up again somewhere else to fight another day.
Well, what we did in defeating Islamic State was only their real estate.
Right.
I don't know how you defeat an ideology.
You don't.
right. Now, here's the interesting thing with Islamic State. Is that when we take over territories and we take over their operating cells like we had in Baghouz, Syria,
mm-hmm.
we go in there and look for anything that we can find. Well, we found some interesting things, and that is the genesis of documents from a planner by the name of Abu Tahir al-Tajiki.
Mm-hmm.
And he is working to create senior leadership under his command that's willing to carry out strikes in their strongholds, meaning Europe and
right.
North Africa.
Right.
So we ain't over with that one yet by a long stretch.
Now, Western Africa, we got the pirates have surfaced again, and a lot of people are saying that is ISIS.
I can't speak to that, so.
Okay, well, they've suddenly surfaced as they were in Somalia. Mm-hmm.
That would stand to reason.
Okay.
Now, as far as the infrastructure thing goes, I have to go back through some notes here. Sorry, I was reaching for something.
That's okay. It sounded like you went in the file cabinet, but go ahead.
I did a whole segment on the 12 things that is under Nancy Pelosi's We the People thing that she's
yeah.
doing. The first one was the H.R. 1,
yep.
and she goes through H.R. 12.
Mm-hmm.
H.R. 12, by the way, is a secret. It's going to be a big surprise. That's how they've labeled that one. But
correct.
One of the H.R.s that are coming into her agenda has to deal with infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine. I would like to see what we certainly do with infrastructure. And that would be a good thing for, you know, the Republicans to work with the Democrats on. They do that, by the way. I mean,
yes.
They do work together. But, you know, all those little things do get lost in all these other kind of scandals that we're in, least of which is the Mueller report and all things Russia.
Mm-hmm.
So it is already in the pipeline, but where it advances, we may not know until certainly we get into the middle of Trump's second term.
Okay. And, of course, when it comes to the government and it comes to the expenditures, of course, that is up to the House. That's where the money comes out of. So if she wants to do infrastructure, she would start it out. And I guess we just have to see what kind of strings would be attached to it.
Well, look, if I were Trump here at this point, and if I were the Republicans at this point, I would start taking on the waste, fraud, and abuse. And in that waste, fraud, and abuse, you can probably create hundreds of millions of dollars, least of which would come out of Medicare for waste, fraud, and abuse, or Social Security waste, fraud, and abuse, or, you know, all these other agencies, mm-hmm. EPA and whatnot, and probably come up with some very interesting dollars to prioritize projects under infrastructure.
Very quickly, a second Parkland, Florida shooting survivor committed suicide last week. Terrible situation.
Awful.
We need to get these kids some help fast.
Well, I mean, you know, it's there. I mean, They gave them that. They never not had access.
Well, I wonder how these kids slip through the cracks then to do what they did. That's terrible, really bad. So we hope that doesn't happen anymore. And one final thing, Brexit is up in the air right now. Theresa May may be under possible sabotage by her own ministers who want to get her out of office.
Yeah, that's fine, but they don't have anybody to replace her. Therein lies the big problem.
True. So you got to wonder why they're doing that. But anyway.
And they gave her that vote of no confidence, and then they said, well, we're not going to replace her because they don't have anybody.
Right.
Nobody wants the job.
Are you available?
No.
Well, you know, you move over to London.
I wouldn't do it even if I was a Brit.
Move over to London and move into number 10 no. Downing Street.
No.
Okay, all right. Well, here comes the music in my ear, so we'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel.
Yes, sir.
All right, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. No, she's not going to become the Prime Minister of England, so that job is out. But we'll just keep her right here in the Captain's America Third Watch as our intel analyst talking during hour number 3. And I will be right back with our next military and veterans news segment. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Attorney General William Barr's summary of the Mueller report says the investigation didn't find any evidence that the Trump campaign conspired with Russia to influence the 2016 election. In the letter, Barr promises to release more. He says he acknowledges the significant public interest in the report, but it will take him more time because there's information that's confidential. The president could exert executive privilege over parts of it. President Trump had this.
It was just announced
There was no collusion with Russia. The most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. There was no collusion with Russia. There was no obstruction and none whatsoever. And it was a complete and total exoneration.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
In my practice, I was getting to the point where I couldn't have the strength to see that many patients anymore. I was diagnosed with sarcoidosis. It really affected my breathing and the strength that I had. And I was introduced to the fruits and veggies. Just slowly, my strength started to come back. And it was because of the good nutrition. I can't say enough good for Balance of Nature and what it's done for me. I recommend it to everybody.
When you call, use discount code USA. And we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for Military and Veterans News. On the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. This Military and Veterans News segment is brought to you by our very good friends at the National Aviation Academy. Now, Bo was in last week, and he answered a lot of the questions that the listeners had. We've got some more questions that we're lining up for this week. So if you've got any questions for Bo at the National Aviation Academy, feel free to send them along to me, and we'll catalog them, and we'll use them the next time Bo's in town. Not this coming week, but the next week. He's on every other week. Okay, now, here is more about the National Aviation Academy.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, listen up, guys and gals, I got a great idea for you to jumpstart your career, your paycheck. Maybe you're coming out of the military, not sure what you're going to do. You got a skill, don't know where to use it. Maybe you're coming out of high school or one of those Voltech schools, and you're saying, man, I don't want to do this. There's got to be a better way to do this. Well, how about checking out the National Aviation Academy and taking a tour of one of their two locations? Now, they have one location in Concord, Mass., which is just outside Boston. By the way, they're increasing the size of that campus. And the other one is in Clearwater, Florida, right here in our backyard, Tampa Bay. In 14 months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential. That's right, unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. Now check them out online at naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080 to find out more. That number again is 800-659-2080. Take the tour. Tell them the captain sent you. And I'm telling you right now, you'll be glad you did. It will turn your career around or give you a career you hadn't planned on having. Now, last week there was some sad news with the Army. A member of the 75th Ranger Detachment, a regiment, was killed in an airborne training accident in Arizona. This came from Army Special Operations Command. Also in Fort Sam Houston, Joint Base San Antonio, Fort Sam Houston, identified the soldier who was found dead on the base, a wounded warrior, and apparently he had taken his own life. Now, I'm not going to mention either one of their names. I'm just not going to do that, so that's just my policy when it comes to that. Now, the Army Reserve is about to get its own social network. Now, Lieutenant General Charles Lucky said that Army Reserve units tend to be small and widely spread throughout the country, and he hopes an app that's being developed for them will help make these soldiers and their families feel closer when they get deployed to wherever it is they go. By the way, the Army is also scaling back recruiting goals after missing their target. Now, discussions over the Army's fiscal 2020 budget request have focused on cutting current programs to fund modernization, but the service also significantly lowered its recruiting goals for the next several years after missing last year's recruiting target by more than 6,000 soldiers. The Navy, meantime, has put a 355-ship cap on its fleet size. The Navy's latest 30-year shipbuilding plan outlines a path forward that includes less near-term growth in fleet size, but still reaches and sustains the 355 fleet sooner than last year's plan. By the way, the Navy plans to put Helios laser weapons on a destroyer by 2021. The U.S. Navy plans to put the laser weapon on a warship. The high-energy laser with integrated optical dazzler and surveillance Helios system, or Helios for short, is a defensive weapon system designed to burn boats and shoot down unmanned drones. Can't wait to see that in operation. I did happen to see a demonstration of a smaller version when I was up in Syracuse, New York. Now, waters are receding right now in Nebraska. Nearly a week of devastating flooding that began to engulf one-third of the Offutt Air Base in Nebraska. Waters are now beginning to recede, and officials are taking early steps towards recovery. As I mentioned in the early report, we have five of their RC-135 reconnaissance aircraft down here on assignment because of the fact that 18 of their aircraft had to be flown out because the flight line was, in fact, flooded. They didn't want the aircraft to be in that mess. And demolition crews have begun clearing buildings at the RAF base in Leckenheath to clear the way for the first permanent U.S. F-35 jet campus in Europe. That's where the new U.S. military fighter jets, the F-35s, will go. They'll be stationed at a brand new construction RAF base right there. And the Air Force is now ordering training and safety reviews in wake of the 737 MAX crashes. The Air Force top general has ordered all commanders to review procedures and training for their aircraft across the service in the wake of the recent Boeing company 737 MAX 8 crashes, which is believed to be somehow or another software-related or computer-related. Also, the Marines, with the 31st Marine Expeditionary Unit, or MEU, seized a small island and airfield with elite special operations airmen and soldiers as part of a test of its future fighting concept, as they were testing tactics to fight against China. And the Coast Guard, it's a sure sign of spring, because the Coast Guard is starting to clear ice from the rivers in northern New England. with their ocean-going Coast Guard cutters. So there you go. Now, the Coast Guard also plans to award a contract this spring to bring a brand-new heavy icebreaker into the mix. Commandant Admiral Carl Schultz said that the problems of running the one-decade-old icebreaker illustrate the fragility of the current polar icebreaking capacity because it's taken a lot of chewing gum, super glue, baling twine to keep the Coast Guard rolling along with the icebreaker that they've got. And, boy, I know that they do a bang-up job trying to keep the ports open in the wintertime. That's quite a job. And the U.S. Navy, by the way, the Arleigh Burke destroyer class, is moving towards a major upgrade, which will make it more lethal than it already is. That ought to be interesting to see what they're doing there. That ought to be very interesting to see what they're doing there. By the way, Boeing was awarded a $4 billion multi-year deal for 78 Super Hornets. The Navy awarded Boeing a $4 billion multi-year modification to build 78 F-A-18EF Super Hornet fighters, according to a Wednesday Pentagon contract announcement last week. We didn't find out about it until yesterday because apparently it was not published for all to see. It was in the contract announcement, but for some reason that was not published quickly like they normally are. And I will say this, one last little thing. Offutt Air Force Base wasn't the only U.S. military installation engulfed by floodwaters that spread across the Midwest. Another major Army National Guard facility is practically underwater right now thanks to the Midwest's insane flooding downstream from Nebraska. There's going to be more of that that's going to be going on because I'm telling you right now, the waters are headed south this week. St. Louis, south. Pay attention. Pay attention. The water, the high water is coming your way. And the major flooding they've had, record flooding they've had up in the north, you will soon see in the south, unfortunately. It's not good, but it is what it is. And you just got to go with the flow. So I'm sure that we'll hear more about that as the week progresses. Now, coming up next, we've got Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. By the way, we're going to talk about America and China and Russia. And do we or do we not have a big advantage over the demographics when it comes to some of the things we're doing? And China, guess what? Apple is going after some serious business in China. I'll let you know more about that, too. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$36,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
All righty, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. My report with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is brought to you by Moss Family Automotive. Again, four locations to serve you. Moss Nissan, Crystal River. We had a great time up there Saturday. Moss Nissan, Newport Richey. Moss Wholesale to the Public in Homosassa Springs. Their phone number, 727-815-3095, to find out more. And Moss Family Chevrolet, the newest of the dealers, at 16414 Northdale Mabry Highway, Tampa, Florida. Their phone number, 813-969-2600. Moss Family Automotive. Tell them the Captain sent you, and you'll get an extra $500 off whatever deal you make. All right, Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Hello, sir.
How are you?
Springtime in New York.
It's getting there. Starting to get there, yes.
Okay. Well, a lot of different things about China this morning. Off Newsmax financial page, it says, America's big advantage over China and Russia demographics. Will America or its authoritarian rivals dominate the 21st century? What do you think?
I think the 21st century is going to be interesting in the sense that we want, and it's that people fail to understand, it's kind of a dominating. It's about everybody doing well. I mean, you take a look at countries like Switzerland, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're not very, you know, it's not a very big country, small, landlocked in there, but you take a look at the standard of living with people in that country and how well they do and how successful they are. I take a look at the United States and I see wage growth and I see very, very low unemployment and I see great potential there. That's important. And you know what? We want our trading partners to also do well. So, yes, do we want China's economy to improve? Do we want more people rising out of the middle class? We do. We'd like to see, obviously, them move more to a free market system. They're automatically going to be behind the eight ball Matt, everybody kind of touts the Chinese economy. Why are they going to be behind the eight ball? Because it's command and control. Command and control do not work. I explain this. They built out all sorts of infrastructure in China, for example, in the major cities. Right now, 22% of all of their real estate, apartments, housing in their major cities are vacant.
Mm-hmm.
Vacant. That's not good. Could you imagine 22% vacancy in New York City or Miami?
Oh, they'd be yelling and screaming from the rooftops.
Well, it'd be, I mean, the prices would drop, you know, it would be bottom barrel mm-hmm. type stuff. I mean, we're going to be fine. Why? Because, well, as long as we hold on to the free market, of course. You never know, Matt. They say these things, but you get all those crazy people that are running for office and their big command and control stuff. That'll hurt us.
Oh, well, I'm going to get into that in a minute, but I'll just wait. But right now, the other thing about China is, guess who was in China last week, over the weekend? Apple CEO Tim Cook. What's he doing there? Drumming up business?
I was looking at some of the factories that are going there and trying to iron things out. Today is a big day for Apple. They have a big product release announcements today, so everybody's kind of looking forward to see what they have up their sleeve. I know they got some new computers and advancements made, iPads, also some improvements, other things, but they're also going to be announcing their foray into streaming service getting involved in the, what Hulu and Netflix have been doing, along with a service, Matt, that might be interesting for us. We're going to check it out. It's a subscription service for newspapers and media where you pay one price and you get all of these various different newspapers. You don't have to pay for them. So it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, I heard about that. And I'm talking, folks, with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is his website. Now, the Financial Times is reporting that China is not going to concede to the U.S. on their digital trade. Now, I don't know what that's going to do, but we do a lot of digital stuff here in the U.S. China obviously tries to undercut us and come in with cheaper stuff all the time. So what do you think is going to happen there?
You're going to always try to find people are going to try to undercut us, on various different, whatever it may be in regards to pricing. That's basically business. It's, you know, when it comes to trade, it's whether they go about doing it via government intervention. That's the issue. And that's what kind of we're working out right now, where it's, you're not playing by, you know, a level playing field. For example, you know, the government of China goes and helps out a company and gives it money where they can sell a product. Below them making money, you know, that company in our neck of the woods, that would go out of business, unless, of course, it was subsidized by the American government. So I'd like to get away from all of that on all sides.
Now, Jeffrey Gunlatch, who is the chief executive of Double Line Capital, has said that the Federal Reserve's cautious stance on raising interest rates could backfire by creating uncertainty in the economy and actually hurt the U.S. central bank's credibility.
Hey, it could, but there were some thoughts about that last week saying, gee whiz, the Fed said that they're not raising rates. Does that mean that they're really scared that the economy's going to go backwards? Market comes down. You know, a lot of it's just static, quite honestly. I'm not really a guy that fears recessions, knowing that they're going to come at some point in time. We're back to all of a sudden back to December, where everybody's, you know, chirping about recessions that are coming, and they have no idea. So what if it does? Everybody's been calling a recession for a very, very long period of time. We still have yet to see one. And more often than not, when one comes, you don't even know it. So I don't pay much attention to that stuff.
Now, one of your two senators in New York State who's running for president, Kirsten Gillibrand, said at a campaign stop over the weekend in Davenport, Iowa, she said that illegal immigrants in America should be allowed to receive Social Security benefits and a pathway to citizenship.
Yeah, I saw that. Again, that's the direction everyone's heading. And, you know, Matt, I've been talking about this on my program. I've almost thrown my arms up in the air when it comes to immigration reform because it's worse now than ever before. I mean, Donald Trump obviously had a wonderful weekend in regards to what happened with the Robert Mueller investigation, which we all knew was, you know, just silly. But, you know, we're not doing anything, nothing. There hasn't been any wall built. We had 26 miles of fence. It's not going to be built. We've got massive amounts of people that are streaming across the border. To me, it's almost as if...
Well, see, I got to stop you for a minute, because there's actually 224 miles of the wall that's been built or rebuilt under President Trump. However, he wants some 700 miles, roughly, and that's a rough figure. It may be a little bit more, a little bit less.
Here and there, but none, yeah. All of the prototypes have been taken down. Matt, we got people streaming across the border. And
we just had 700 in New Mexico.
Yeah,
but they got them. They got them.
But the thing is, they get them and then what?
Yeah,
let them go.
Yeah.
What's your point?
We let 100 of them go last week because we ran out of space. But the rest of them, we found space. So who knows?
The detention centers are being filled.
Yeah.
We've got thousands of people being dropped off, and there are Greyhound stations all over the place. We're not doing the right thing when it comes to this thing, and I don't know what the answer is.
Well, you can always take Elizabeth Warren's suggestion. She wants to build 3 million new housing units across America and make it free for people to live there. Yay!
3 million.
3 million. 3 million housing units and make it free.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She said free?
Free.
Oh, I didn't hear the free part.
Free, yep.
Oh, wow. I saw that she wants to make decent housing a right, and I laughed about that because, again, we're going to add stuff to our Constitution now where everybody's going to have the right to a house, too.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to be kidding me.
Yeah, this is Section 8 housing on steroids.
Yeah. Then why wouldn't everybody get a Section 8 house for free?
I guess it's because you got to be on the low end of the income structure. By the way, have you seen what Beto had to say over the weekend? Oh, big old Beto?
I don't really pay attention much to him.
Well, the guy just is showing more and more how stupid he is. He suggests that America should ditch the Constitution. We don't need it.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, he did. I wouldn't have told you if he didn't.
He went. What does he suggest we go with?
We ditch the Constitution and instead we just rule by decree or whatever the laws are. I guess I don't know, because he just said let's get rid of the Constitution. It's outdated. It's old. We don't need it.
Oh wow. Oh boy. Yeah. Again, then you kind of take a look and you see who his supporters are and you see how brain dead they are. We don't need the Constitution. Wow.
Well, there's a rumor that Biden and Beto and maybe somebody else, Kamala Harris, there we go, have gotten into a tryst, if you will, to get rid of Bernie Sanders. I don't know how they're going to do that, but they're supposedly going to gang up and go after him. Because Biden, we're hearing more and more, he's getting in the mix.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that he's talking about it. I'm not sure if he's going to go. I think he may pull a Bloomberg at the end and drop out.
I don't disagree with that. Okay, we'll talk to you tomorrow, my friend.
Have a good one.
Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is the website. Go there, find out all the different things that he does. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. And I'll be right back after the top of the hour with Frank Silvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and...
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.